Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm Lisa Dent, in for Bob Surratt. He is on a much-deserved vacation this week, and it's time to check in with Kevin Powell. Of course, we've got Andy in the studio as well for sports, but I watched that game, Kevin, and you were actually there on the sideline?
I was up in the press box. I was catching the Justin Fields show.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You know, Andy gave me the look, the same look I get from my husband is, I'm so excited. Fans love Justin Fields. And, you know, as I'm being told, needs more work. But, you know, for me, I'm like, just put him in. We all love him. Let him go.
Yeah, I'll say this about Justin Fields. Look, I'm not going to overreact to what he's done against second and third stringers for the most part. He's looked really good. He's looked the part. He's looked everything you want in a quarterback that you take in the first round. Still kind of crazy to me to think that he fell to them in the first round. Three quarterbacks were taken before him. But look, to me, the question when it comes to who should start a quarterback, I think it's a larger picture of the Bears in how does Matt Nagy, how does Ryan Pace view this team? Do they really think they're a contender for the division? Do they think they can make the playoffs? Like, how deep do they think they can go? How do they honestly feel about this roster? If they think they are a team that can compete and they're not that far off from the 2018 roster, which for the most part, most of the major players are still there, despite besides Kyle Fuller, a couple other guys too, but like, how good do they think they are? And you know, that's actually going to be our sports quick question today, is who gives them the best chance to win week one? Is it Andy Dalton or Justin Fields?
Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, I'm sorry, Liz. I'm just saying, like, it does come down to, like, okay, how cautious are you with Justin Fields? How worried are you about that offensive line? Is it bad optics to not start Andy Dalton after you told him he was the starting quarterback when you gave him that $10 million contract? Does that even matter? I think there's a lot that goes into it, but, I mean, yeah, Justin Fields looks really good, guys.
Okay, you two are the experts. So we've got Kevin Powell, and we've got Andy here as well. Who do you start? If you're Nagy, who do you start, Andy? Who do you start?
You know, haven't we been here before?
Every year, pretty much.
I'm specifically saying Mike Glennon, Mitch Trubisky. I mean, this reminds me so much of that situation where you pay a quarterback who's a lot of money, and you got a young guy that's trying to break through, and they played Glennon for about, I think, 4 weeks when he was signed. To me, it's Justin Fields. This is the guy that's going to save jobs. Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, they have their jobs on his back.
Right. And what about you, Kevin? Who do they start? Who do you think?
I think they're going to start Andy Dalton week one. I think they've spelled that out. I think the leash on Dalton is becoming shorter and shorter because Fields does look like the real deal in the way he carries himself. Andy's spot on with that comparison. But I think when you do, I mean, just listening to Justin Fields talk and just the way he carries himself and what people are saying, like everything, he checks all the boxes. And I'm not selling him as already this, you know, this franchise quarterback and he's, you know, he's the guy. But because we still haven't, one, seen him against starters, we haven't seen him in regular season action. You know, and then there's a question that, you know, a lot of people keep bringing up. It's like, do you want to put Justin Fields behind this offensive line? Which is not, it's clearly the weakest a component of this Bears team is the offensive line. I mean, left tackle is an issue. You know, they rolled the dice on Tevin Jenkins, who was a second-round pick, and he needed back surgery last week. So they decided to sign a guy who's 39 years old in Jason Peters, and we'll see what he can do. But, you know, there's a lot of questions at the offensive line position. So it's like, okay, do they really think they're good enough to make a run for the playoffs, to win the division, all those sorts of things? If that's the case, if they really believe that they have that sort of roster to do that, then Justin Fields is the guy, because even if you are putting him behind the offensive line that is not very good, I mean, we've seen glimpses of it, again, preseason play against second, third stringers. Like, Justin Fields has 4.40 speed. I mean, this guy can run, he can scramble, he's great pocket presence. We saw that on display at Soldier Field on Saturday, and we have the first two preseason games. So even if the offensive line's bad, I think he probably gives you a better shot than Andy Dalton, who doesn't have those capabilities that Justin Fields has, which is to sense the pressure, get out of the pocket, make plays with his legs. So I think Andy Dalton will start week one. And like to Andy's point, who knows? Maybe week three, week four, week five. I think it's the overall body of work, though. Like, well, they're going to see what sort of team they have, and then I think they'll go from there.
Fields is obviously the fan favorite, and obviously he's fast. He said this. He said, I've been one of the fastest guys on the field. I've had a lot of experience doing that, so when I do escape the pocket, I keep my eyes downfield. I'm trying to throw the ball downfield first, but if a block breaks, I try to make a positive play every time. And people were kind of comparing him to Michael Vick. Just based on speed, I thought that was kind of odd, but is there any validity to that? Or
yeah, I don't know if anybody's going to be Michael Vick status, but Justin Fields has already said he kind of models his game after Russell Wilson of the Seattle Seahawks, and you see a lot of that because Russell Wilson probably isn't as fast as Justin Fields, but he has great pocket presence and he knows when to bail out and he knows when to make plays with his legs, and I do see that in Justin Fields. See, I don't know if I'd go the Vic route, but the thing about Justin Fields too is he's this type of quarterback who has that 4.4 speed. He's one of the fastest quarterbacks in the league, but he doesn't necessarily rely on it, which I think is a good thing. I think he goes through his progressions and he does everything you want in a quarterback before bailing out and using his legs, which is what you like to see, where you don't want them completely relying on their, physical on the speed. You don't want him relying on that, but I think he has a good feel for it. I'm really interested to see how they do how they divvy up playing time in the preseason finale. Does he get time with the starters? Because I think all of us, and that was a lot of questions after the game on Saturday, was like, okay, Justin Fields has already kind of checked the boxes through the first two games. Like, are you going to give him an opportunity to get some reps with starters? And Matt Nagy said maybe. So maybe we'll see him play, with all the Bears' number ones on offense on Saturday.
Okay, here was my favorite moment of the game. Rodney Adams, when he pulls that catch off that Bills helmet. I loved that. Am I correct in reading hearing from my husband that he's only played on practice squads up to this point?
Yeah, and the cool thing is he came into the press room after the game with a big smile on his face, and the first question he was asked was, what'd you see on the play? What happened there? And he goes, I saw my daughter. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then he told us that the night before, his wife gave birth to their first daughter.
Oh, wow. And,
yeah, he actually slept at the hospital that Friday night. He said he got about 4 or 5 hours of sleep and then woke up and drove to Soldier Field. So, actually, if you watch the replay and he scores that touchdown, he does sort of the rock the baby move as his touchdown celebration, and that was because he became a father just hours before that moment. So,
oh, congratulations.
Yeah, that was pretty cool for him.
That's awesome. It's Kevin Powell, WGN Radio Afternoon Sports Anchor. We will hear you this afternoon. Thank you so much for chiming in. And it was full capacity yesterday, but not every seat was sold, right?
That's true. I think people, you can tell, as you said, Lisa, they're hyped about Justin Fields. We'll see how it goes.